Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and dear co-chairs, thank you very much, first of all, to UNCTAD, and I extend also my appreciation for the work of its investment division in organizing this second roundtable, as well as other activities in the framework of the 11th session of the Investment, Enterprise and Development Commission. I think we've heard it, and we say it all the time, investments are at the core of the global attainment of SDGs, and they need to be and remain central in our multilateral efforts. While five editions back, UNCTAD's World Investment Report identified an annual SDG investment gap of $2.5 trillion, a figure so vast that it appears almost incomprehensible to any individual. A figure also that it amounts 17 times the amount of all global ODA today, a figure that is barely scratched by the current investment trends, as presented indeed by the SDG Investment Trends Monitor. A figure also that confirms that traditional development assistance cannot do the work alone. Now, recent examples show that developing an SDG financing strategy can help a country better achieve its development objectives by bringing together various financing policies and instruments. This is why the European Union, jointly together with the UN and other multilateral entities, is supporting partner countries in developing their own integrated national financing frameworks, or INFF. These INFFs bring together, in a comprehensive manner, the entire landscape of financing modalities and identify a country's specific appropriate financing strategy to implement policies and reforms for reaching the SDGs. But also the development partners need to explore different tools for delivering ODA, thus complementing the financing menu for INFFs. Being the largest provider of ODA for decades, the EU and its member states have a long track record in developing cooperation. Our ODA instruments adjust through time, built on past experiences, and look on a sensitive balance between predictability and flexibility. And I can say that in its proposal for the future central EU external financing instrument, the European Commission has now tabled a 27% increase compared to the current period. This amounts to almost 90 billion euros for external financing. 92% of the total of the instrument will have to be eligible as ODA, which of course means that it represents a major increase in EU's ambition in this regard. It puts together a combination of budget support, project grants, blending mechanisms, budgetary guarantees, and rapid response actions, making sure that aid is delivered where it is needed, when it is needed, and how it is needed. But as noted in the beginning, traditional ODA mechanisms alone will not suffice to reach SDGs. We must bring into the equation also the private sector. And in the EU, we have been developing many good practices through different investment initiatives. Since 2008, we have rolled out 9 blending investment facilities or funds to cover essentially all developing countries. Today, blending represents a crucial component of EU development aid delivery. And the European External Investment Plan goes one step further in helping to crowd in private sector investment, thanks to a new guarantee to reduce risks and actions in support of business and investment climate reforms. The focus of the major beneficiaries are all countries most in need. LDCs systematically benefit from higher concessionality, with particular attention given to debt sustainability. In 2017-2018, the least developing countries benefit from about 1/4 of all amounts mobilized through the EU blending facility. This blending modality is effectively complemented by budget support implemented in some 89 developing countries and specific project grants. We should not forget, indeed, that the need, but also the desire, and we have heard it today also from Mr. Schneider, that business can contribute and will contribute to SDGs through their investment choices and decisions, as well as through their day-to-day businesses. As consumers' preferences evolve, this simply makes indeed good business strategy. For similar reasons, investors and shareholders are increasingly looking for evidence of SDG action in companies' business models. This was evident during last week's UNCTAD's organized expert meeting on accounting and reporting. While still in its early days, businesses can and will play a crucial role if we are to deliver on SDGs, and one cannot comment UNCTAD for supporting this inevitable trend. The developed guidance indicators for entity reporting on contributions towards implementation of the SDGs represents a very useful stepping stone for countries and businesses to embark on the necessary transformative path in becoming truly responsible, transparent, and accountable actors for the future sustainable economies.